According to Twinkle, an online publication house, Heritage Day as we know it was introduced in 1996. Before this, September 24 was celebrated in the province of KwaZulu-Natal as Shaka Day. The day commemorated Shaka, the Zulu king, on the day of his death in 1828. Post-apartheid, the South African Parliament did not include the September 24 on the list of public holidays going forward. Political parties objected to the bill, and it was then decided that the date would become a public holiday called Heritage Day to celebrate the country's diverse cultures and recognize, among others, the different foods, music, and cultural attires. Since then, Heritage Month has been celebrated annually in September, while Heritage Day is specifically celebrated on September 24. Speaking to the General Secretary of the Congress of Traditional Leaders of South Africa, Kontralesa Zolani Mkiva, on what Heritage Day is, this is what he had to say.
Well, the Heritage Month entails the celebration of our inheritance from those who came before us, insofar as our cultural and natural heritage is concerned.
Mkiva further went on to explain what cultural heritage means.
And culture being the broad term, these are issues that are related to our indigenous languages, our indigenous knowledge systems, as well as our traditions, as well as our rituals, as well as our customs, as well as our festivals and events that are linked to epoch-making events, as well as our spirituality as Africans, including our design of living as a people. That is our cultural heritage.
He also went on to explain what natural heritage is.
When it comes to natural heritage, it relates to the formations, the earth formations, the mountains, the rivers, the hillocks, the valleys, and the entire beauty and scenery which we have been bestowed with as Africans, because you will agree with me that we've got a very unique landscape as well as a wonderful plateau. So it is about the promotion, the preservation, and the protection of that heritage and encapsulated in cultural and natural heritage.
Varfam News also took to the streets in Bramfontein to find out what heritage means to some of our listeners.
Heritage for me is basically just us valuing or celebrating our values, our traditions, our culture. It's us, celebrating ubuthina and where we come from, whether it be ignity or, our identities or cultural lifestyles. But heritage is just who and what we are and where we come from.
So heritage basically means inheritance, your birthright. So financial heritage is financial inheritance. Cultural heritage is cultural birthright, cultural inheritance. So yeah, that's basically what heritage means.
Various events take place on this day to celebrate the country's diversity. These may include musical concerts and traditional events. Heritage Day is also known as Bride Day. This is because some people on this day prefer hosting their friends and family by having a bride. Varfam News once again asked some Johannesburg residents how they celebrate Heritage Day, and this is what they had to say.
Before COVID, I'd usually celebrate Heritage Day with my family and church mates, so we'd have a celebration on a Sunday. Usually the Sunday after Heritage Day, if Heritage Day is during the week, and we'd dress in different traditional attires and have traditional food free for everyone, and it would be just a lovely day at church. But with COVID, that had to stop, and for this year, we'll be gathering up with the youth from church and just have a braai and chill.
In closing, I would like to leave our Vafim News listeners with this quote. Sometimes it is impossible to know where you are headed without reflecting on where you came from. Understanding your heritage, your roots, and your ancestry is an important part of carving out your future. Happy Heritage Day and Month, Johannesburg. For Vafim News, I am Lerato Mahoto.